O, da! Aproape la punct. 17 și 30 de minute. Mă rog, și 29, dar era mișto să fie spectaculos așa, că mie îmi place punctualitatea, mai ales că Irina Marinescu, coleguța noastră, se chinuie de ceva vreme să revin aici în Rock Driver și ce mod spectaculos de a o face. Astăzi e un vis împlinit pentru coleguța noastră Irina Marinescu, pentru că a făcut cumva de la ademenit, l-a convins pe Paul Turner, basistul Jamiroquai, să vină în studio aici la Rock FM. Și în România, nu știu dacă tu l-ai convins, dar poate ne spui ce caute. Hello, hello,
hello, hello, thank you. Da, am
luat legătura cu Paula, care are această asociație minunată cu rol educațional și de sprijin pentru artiștii la început de drum, că tot ascultătorul Rock FM știe că eu asta susțin.
Bună, Paula!
Ei au un program care se numește Groove with Paul Turner, care se va desfășura în următoarele două zile, și ca să-i fac o scurtă introducere lui Paul, este unul dintre cei mai mari basiști ai lumii, a colaborat cu nume gigantice precum Annie Lennox, Tina Turner, Seal, George Michael, Take That, și este membru Jamiroquai de mai bine de 20 de ani, așa că astăzi o să aflăm mai multe despre masterclass și despre misiunea lui de aici, despre cariera lui și așa mai departe. Interviul va fi în engleză, dar o să revin eu cu YouTube-ul și cu traducerea mai un pic mai târziu.
Ok,
hai să schimbăm pe englezește. Hi Paul, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You've just arrived in Bucharest?
Yes, got here this afternoon. I nearly said this morning. I left this morning, got here this afternoon.
How are you feeling?
Good. It feels nice to be here and I feel good, yeah. It's nice.
Awesome. This isn't your first time in Romania.
No, we were here with Jamiroquai in 2013.
2011.
One question wrong already. So it's not my first time, but yeah, it's nice to be back, and hopefully we'll get back as with the band again. I don't know when, but maybe
next year, maybe in 2 years.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
Hopefully KJ's feather hat doesn't get stolen one more time.
Yeah. Hopefully he's forgotten about that by that point.
Let's focus on your mission for tomorrow and the day after.
Am eu o întrebare.
Ok.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Explică-i că mi-a plăcut povestea aia din 2011 când i-a furat căciula coleguțului. Trebuie să explicăm sau să o povestim.
He found it very funny that your colleague got his hat stolen.
Here in Romania.
Yeah.
Santaram in Romania. Come on. I feel so ashamed.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Let's keep it professional.
Yeah.
Deci nu povestește. Mă, că voiam puțin cancana aici, după care văd că sunteți foarte serios.
I can remember that, but you know, I had actually forgotten that it was in Romania, so...
Aha.
I've let that go.
Very nice. Thank you.
Deci, uitat, e pace în lume.
Da.
E ok. You'll be teaching a masterclass organized by the wonderful people at Jamor Association.
Yeah.
It's not the first you've done masterclasses.
No.
And I'm curious what piqued your interest about this specific project and how it came about.
Well, it's always nice to go to new locations to do that, to be able to connect with people from different places that wouldn't necessarily be able to get to where I've done them previously, even though they have been very international previously. I've done some in the UK, in Spain, in Thailand, I've previously done kind of masterclasses where we've been perhaps flown out to do a half day or an evening in Finland, Poland, France, so a lot of different places, but you don't always get the chance to come out and do something for a couple of days and connect with, you know, people that you wouldn't necessarily be able to reach out to. So that will be nice. And I've done them for a number of years, starting maybe, I was going to say 20 years, but it was before I joined Jamiroquai. I joined Jamiroquai 21 plus years ago, and I'd already been doing some masterclasses at music colleges and visits to music colleges to do some lectures then. So it's something I enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they may just be a couple of hours lecture. Other times it's a full day. Sometimes it's a full week. I think the perfect thing is like two days, 3 days is usually a nice kind of amount of information.
You won't be teaching people only about bass playing, but also you will be sharing your experience navigating the music industry. Yeah. What is one lesson that everybody should definitely learn from your masterclass? What's something that they should take away and keep forever as musicians?
I think it's really important to be open-minded about opportunities as well as music in general. That's been a lesson that I've learnt from and nearly got burned by mm-hmm. perhaps not being as open-minded as I should have been years ago, and felt, you know, I was trying to follow a particular path and I was wanting to stick to that path, and when opportunities came that weren't on that route, mm-hmm. I didn't show any interest in them, and that nearly caught me out a few times. And if it wasn't for persuasion of friends in the past, I wouldn't have had, well, who's to say, I may not even be doing any of the things that you've just listed, mm-hmm. because so much of it springs from certain connections leading to other connections, and people having faith in you and confidence in what you do. And the more times you put yourself into situations, the more chance you've got of meeting other people who may also just be there doing something. I'm not meaning that you kind of sell yourself out, but you're there because, hopefully, because you enjoy playing music. Mm-hmm. So there's always some joy to be had in that, some satisfaction. But you then end up connecting with other players who are there doing the same thing. And who's to say that you don't strike up some bond and some relationship with them, and then you're doing something that is closer to what you choose in your path that you want to do, stylistically or whatever. So I've learned that, and some of the things that I've done have definitely come from times where I've been offered something, and a couple of times I've said, no, I'm not interested in that, and I'm pleased that I was persuaded to change my mind. Mm-hmm. So open-mindedness is one thing. There are things that I'm really adamant and certain about where... even though I've just said about be open-minded, I think there's certain things where I feel very strongly that I've learnt that there is a better way to do certain things. Mm-hmm. And one of them is just simply to practice what you whatever discipline it is you're doing, whether it's singing, drums, you know, playing an instrument, whatever. Do it slowly. Mm-hmm. Do it slowly and focused.
Taking baby steps.
Yeah, because playing and playing slowly, literally playing. Mm-hmm. I love to put music on, or maybe just some drums, or maybe even just imagine scenarios and play freely, but play really slowly, really, really slowly.
The path you took took you to the most amazing stages. You've been a very adventurous musician, and traditionally Jamiroquai has been a very adventurous band. You played Gig in the Sky, you have a Guinness World Record for the highest concert on a flight from Munich to Athens. It's hard enough to play on the ground. So how did you manage your bass playing at 35 feet in the air? Low frequencies cannot be heard with so much pressure and cabin noise.
There was issues like that. We all had to have smaller amplifiers, and we did also, we had some headphone mixes. The audience had headphone mixes, so they were able to listen to the music without that drone, you know, the thing that we all hear on the plane. So at least that was a little bit better for the audience as well. It was a unique thing because, of course, everybody had to remain in their seats, so they weren't able to, even though some people kind of, you know, shifted around and stood up and what have you, but they had to try to be
as still as possible.
And we set up and performed at one end of the plane. Jay stood, and that was cool. And we were kind of placed around the aisle. They took the seats out. So it was, it wasn't something that we were necessarily able to kind of go on a plane and practice. It just had to happen. But what we did do was we had a day where we just got used to the small amplifiers, mm-hmm. and feeling like we would be restricted, you know, like playing next to each other on a seat. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to do it. And I remember when we got to Athens, we also then did a show at the terminal.
We're running quickly out of time, but I just wanted to ask you if there's a short message that you would like to send out to the guys who are going to come and play with you tomorrow and the day after that.
I would say don't worry about being competitive. It's about being open and trying to just improve yourself, improve your own level, but be interactive and open to what you hear and experience and enjoy it, because it's easy to forget that, especially with so much influence of competitive playing. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, come and be open-minded and enjoy.
Thank you so much, Paul Turner. Mulțumesc mult, Cristi.
Da, foarte mișto. E un tip interesant, îmi place să ascult poveștile. Aș face un rebelion cu Paul, e clar. În cel mai scurt timp, materialul editat de colega Irina Marinescu va apărea pe site-ul nostru pe rockfm.ro, cu traducere, cu tot tacâmul. Trebuie să-l ascultați pe Paul Turner. Multe chestii interesante de ascultat. Deocamdată, Jamiroquai, mulțumim mult, felicitări!
Thank you, thank you,
Paul. Thank you very much.
Good luck.